Only in some areas, yeah.
Which then leads to...
We're unbalanced is probably the best way of putting the squad. Mm-hmm. We're very unbalanced. And the trouble is, when you get an injury in those unbalanced areas, it then becomes you're in a critical situation, which is where I think we are at this moment in time, in that critical situation.
I see. So leading on from that, obviously January is coming. Given that a lot of money has already been spent, where are you up to, and are you going to be able to find the things you need to fix that?
Oh, we can only try, is the answer to that. And the other side of the coin is, you know, because of the amount of money that has been spent in the two transfer windows, do the owners want to spend all that amount of money again at this moment in time? I think that they will go again in the summer, but they've already spent a lot in the last two windows. So for me, whether we get money to strengthen the squad or not, or whether I do, however way you want to cut that question, the only thing we need to know is whether we are or whether we aren't, really. And I think that one is something that, you know, perhaps they're still looking at and still digesting. Either way, for me, they've probably spent enough in the last two windows that could have taken 4 to 5 windows of spending, if you know what I mean. So I think that going forward, I'm sure they will back me in the transfer window, but I think we have to come up with the right types and also have a structured process to it to show them what we want and what we need.
Are you talking to them already about that, I guess?
I haven't really had time at this moment in time, but I know that that will end up coming up over the next couple of weeks for sure.
Does that also mean, perhaps, because I think you mentioned earlier you've got a very big squad, not the squad you want probably, but a big squad. Do you need to move people on at some time?
Well, I suppose the answer I would say to that is football is a transitional sport, isn't it? So, you know, if you are looking at bringing some players in, I think the inevitability is players will go anyway. And that's, you know, that's part and parcel of football, you know, whether they've been here a long time or whether they've been here a short time. You know, trading happens because you need to be able to trade these days. So I think that the ultimate aim is trying to get the squad balanced a little bit more if we can, because we are very, very unbalanced in the squad with what we've got. So it's probably trying to straighten things out, which will mean probably both, is the ultimate answer to your question. Because I think that needs to happen. And I also think that needs to happen for those lads who are not playing regular, because, you know, they have careers as well. So, you know, it's not anything personal, but that probably will need to happen, yeah.
You mentioned, I suppose that leads on to my next point. You know, the season so far has been disappointing. I mean, there's no ifs and buts about it. You've only been here a short part of that time, but nevertheless, the results have been disappointing. And I always think in my mind, so there's plenty of games to go, but what's going to change to turn the current form into good form? What's going to change?
Well, I think what hasn't changed, I think how they're playing has changed, because I've definitely looked at, there's definitely been an improvement in our play. I'm not saying that's good enough at this moment in time, because I wouldn't say it is. I wouldn't say that I'm happy with that. There has been an improvement because I've looked back at all the other games. So there's a definite improvement. I think what happens is our mind is always very receptive to the last thing it sees. So therefore, the last game, if you don't win in the last game, you think that's as bad as it was, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 games ago, when actually it isn't. And I think that our run of games against the opposition that we've had has also been incredibly tough. When you look at the run of games we've had, we've played all them top six in the last, is it nine games or something since I've been here. So we have had a tough run of games. And against those top six teams, even the other night, you know, we've got results against the other teams. Mm-hmm. Even the other night, Wolves are far more polished than us. I totally understand that. They're far more settled. Their confidence is sky high. There wasn't a lot in that game the other night, in the second half. You know, they weren't that much better than us in the first half, because there was not a lot in the game apart from the goal. So I wouldn't look at them the other night in the first half and think, wow, you know, I've seen them blow teams away. So, and in the second half, so they would have been slightly better than us in the first half, but I didn't think that was difficult. I thought it was a bang average game, if I'm honest. But in the second half, I thought we were better than them. So, you know, I think then the sending off came at the right time. I think the players got a big lift off of the crowd that spurred them on for that 20 minutes. And then the sending off really sort of killed it stone dead for us then, really. So, you know, the level of the opposition we've had has been very difficult, I feel. And I think in those games as well, we haven't had that, perhaps that bit of luck. Maybe we haven't done enough to earn it, so we have to carry on working hard to earn that bit of luck, and hopefully that will change. Because, you know, you could look back on a few games and say, well, if this had gone right for us and if that had gone for us, I know it's all ifs and buts, but there's been a few goals that you see in the Championship scored every weekend where it goes in off someone's backside. We haven't even had, I suppose, the luxury of that to date. I know you can say, well, perhaps you don't deserve it, you haven't earned it. I know it's easy to say. I'm not quite sure if that is totally true, though. I think we might have earned a little bit somewhere along the line.
Hopefully. You mentioned about, and a lot of the fans are saying, January's coming, buy a striker, get somebody to score goals. But you don't actually create too many chances, do you? Is that something that you look at as well? You've been around a long time. Is that something you look at, creating more chances?
Well, we do it on a training ground every week. So we're trying to do that. I think that sometimes you don't have to create a lot of chances when you have got that out-and-out goal scorer in your team. Yeah. So what I wouldn't say is, I wouldn't say, for instance, when I looked at Aston Villa last season, for instance, they created a lot of chances, but Codger still scored 20 goals, because that's what Codger can do. So, you know, Jonathan was the same when I brought him over from Angers. We didn't create a lot of chances, but he scored goals. So, you know, sometimes you can get them individuals that can play like that, that can hold the ball up, run the channels, beat a player or two, and they go and get a goal out of nothing. So, I think there's improvement on both. You know, try and improve your the amount of chances that you create, because the more you create, the more you will score. But we do need to create a lot more at the moment than we're creating to be able to score a goal.
Finally, what do you expect from Fulham?
Well, it's funny, because our home record is actually better than their home record. So obviously a little bit at home. You know, teams have gone there and counter-attacked them a little bit. But other than that, you know, they're a good football team. We know probably going into the game that they're going to be certainly the favourites for the game. In possession, they'll be strong. We know that. So we have got to be organised at the weekend with what we've got available to us.